Welcome to the Becoming Unsilenced podcast. And today we're going to talk about why I use the Eiffel Tower as a metaphor for our own growth journey. It's been a significant and inspiring metaphor in my own life and work, and I'm excited to share that with you. And before we dive in, I'd love to let you know a little bit more about the Becoming Unsilenced podcast. The podcast is hosted by Transcending Limits, and I'm Vicki Haddock, your host, guide, and transformational soul coach. And I'd like to take a moment to share with you our global mission. We're here to lead, nurture, and grow an international community of women desiring to live unsilenced lives where they no longer act and live from past trauma, doubt, or fear. Instead, they desire to live and lead confident, significant lives based on their own authenticity, passion, and purpose. This community is a catalyst for transformation through experiential learning, workshops, classes, one-on-one soul coaching, and our unsilenced circles where powerful small groups of women come together for their own mutual healing, growth, learning, and expansion. We grow awareness through our Ambassador Connect community. If you'd like to learn more, you can find us at www.tslimits.com. All right, now let's dive into the Eiffel Tower, because it has become a super transformational analogy for me. In 2019, I got the opportunity to visit the Eiffel Tower for the first time. My daughter and I spent several weeks in Europe, and one of our last stops was Paris. And we were scheduled on a tour of the Eiffel Tower, and we were walking down to the tower right as dusk set in and the lights came on. And what a magical experience that was. But it wasn't until we were on the tour and I was listening to the guide that something deep began to shift inside of me. Now, let me set the stage for you a little bit, because at this moment in time, I had just stepped out of my corporate career in order to create Transcending Limits. I didn't yet know the Becoming Unsilenced podcast was going to come along, but I was in that moment of discovering how I could share my greatest joy and work in service to other women around the world. And so then, as I'm pondering all of that on our trip through Europe, preparing that as soon as we got home to launch this efforts, I listened to the guide talk about the process it was to build the Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower took 2.2 years to build. And Mr. Eiffel had this vision of how to build this steel structure that was at that point in time the tallest structure in the world. And it was a new way of creating something that everybody thought was possible, was not possible. But Mr. Eiffel believed so strongly that it was possible that the French government backed him in building it. Now, they were building it to be an exhibit at the World's Fair when it was hosted in London. This was in the 1930s. And so he began work, and 1 year into the work, it looked like nothing was happening. In fact, the French government thought nothing was happening and decided to pull his funding. But here's what was happening. He was laying the foundation. For 1 year, all of that work had been done below ground. And when you study the foundation of the Eiffel Tower, you realize how one leg of it sits closer to the Thames River, one leg is in a little bit more solid spot, And so there was a lot of work that had to be done in determining how to provide the appropriate strength for that foundation. Now, Mr. Eiffel could have been discouraged and given up when the French government pulled their funding, but he wasn't. He believed so strongly in what he was doing that he funded the rest of the tower himself. And here's what happened. Because he took the time to build that strong foundation, he was then able to create a structure that has its own, on the surface, above surface, its own four-pillar strong base that leads up in three different sections, leading up to the sky. Standing is a monument of what's possible to create, and to create in a relatively short period of time. Looking back 2.2 years to create the structure that looked impossible, it's a relatively short amount of time. So today, in the work that I do, I use that metaphor, whether we're looking at how to grow and strengthen ourselves, how to birth a new vision into the world, or how to lead a team and a company to great their greatest potential. It's all about laying that foundation, digging deep, preparing it strong enough that it can withhold the weight of what is being created in the physical world. So laying foundations means, number one always in our journey is learning how to connect back to our own inner authenticity and wisdom. And then it's about healing and resolving the past. And it doesn't matter whether you're in a workspace growing a team, there's past history that has to be resolved, or whether you're looking at your own journey or your family's journey, there's history that has to be dealt with and resolved. That history layers on and distorts the truth of who we really are. And we cannot become our greatest potential until that history is resolved, or at least recognized and in the process of being resolved. And then we look at these four pillars. And I use those four pillars as key pillars of foundation of growth. You know, we have to be able to effectively communicate, whether that's to our families or to our workplaces. So this skill of crucial conflict-free communication is one of the basic pillars that I teach. Mindset is a pillar. How your thinking influences everything you do and the possibilities that you see or don't see. So mindset is a pillar. There's some technical skills and know-how, like boundary setting, learning what's healthy for us, what's, you know, how to take care of ourselves, how to be strengthened and nurtured within our own self, how to not overgive to deplete so that we're depleted and have nothing left to give. Those kind of all come into this one pillar of skill building. And then there is another pillar that has some pieces to that other third pillar, but it is this idea of extreme self-care and tending to our own business of happiness. Because no matter whether you're looking at yourself, your family, your workplace, or your business, if you're an entrepreneur, what we all want more of is happiness, peace, joy. And we cannot create those things if we don't own those things within us. And by owning those things and becoming that for ourselves, we then can replicate it to others with little effort, because it is now what we are. We are not trying to be something and teach somebody something else that we're not. But when you become that, there's very little effort in replicating that and role modeling it to others, because you just show up and they see that. So these pillars are strong and set the foundation for then rising to the next level. In one of the earliest episodes of the Becoming Unsilenced podcast, we talk about the seven levels of growth and how it relates to this idea of building your Eiffel Tower-sized life. I'm going to link that in the notes. You can go check that out if you want to learn more about this. But I'm here to be your guide on your own transformational soul journey to living your greatest Eiffel Tower size life and potential. And the ways that I am here to help you do that is through some classes that I host, through one-on-one transformational soul coaching. That is where we can really dive into making clear your connection to your own inner wisdom, healing that stuff that gets in the way, and planning that inspired action that births your greatness into the world. And then the Becoming Unsilenced communities, the circle, Becoming Unsilenced circles that are small but powerful groups of people who are committed to travel a certain journey together in their own growth, healing, and expansion. So you can find more information about all of that online at www.tslimits.com, or you can send me an email at vicky@tslimits.com and we can connect. Thank you for being here today. I hope you're as inspired by this vision of the Eiffel Tower as I have been. And I hope that the moments that you've spent with us here today have inspired your day and your week and your life. And that until we meet again, you live your greatest potential. Talk to you soon.